Andre Phillips.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will be reading your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, just one moment, sir. Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, Mr. Phillips. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for your hearing today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Is your hiring attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Phillips, you have a wrong allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
I do.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6216 South 58th Avenue in Levine, Arizona, on or about October 4th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Phillips. Based on the admission of Mr. Phillips, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Who's second?
Mr. Neal.
There's a motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed on by Mr. Quinones, agreed Dr. Wright. Let's mark something up here. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing, Mr. Phillips. While we're in phase two of the hearing, sir, what we're going to do is get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, that I'm going to go over some information with you. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Phillips was released from ADC custody on 9-6-2017 and arrested on 4-5-2018 by Phoenix PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC's custody on 4-5-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8-8-2019 with 183 abscondings. Current conviction 2010, misconduct involving weapons 10 years. Prior convictions 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation 1 year. Also in 2003, aggravated assault 1 year. 2007, misconduct involving weapons 1 year 6 months. 2008, marijuana violation 1 year. This is his fourth term at ADC. He has a CUIR score of 4.3, mental health score is 2, substance abuse score is 2. He is a self-admitted member of the E-Town Crips criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2004 TIS release completed 1 month. 2007 TIS release completed 3 months. 2008 TIS release, completed 3 months. He has a significant disciplinary history with disorderly conduct, drug, and criminal damage noted. Other arrests, 2000, threat intimidation, Arizona juvenile probation. In 2000, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, threat intimidation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, threat intimidation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, aggravated assault on a peace officer in Arizona, guilty of other sanctions. 2001, theft of a vehicle, Arizona, fined. 2001, criminal damage, Arizona, guilty, other sanctions. 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GV score of G8, V9.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Okay, Mr. Phillips, when you were released, you were approved, you stayed at 6216 South 58th Avenue in Levine. However, your sponsor reported that you left the residence on October 4, 2017 and never returned. Who were you staying with at that? Who was your sponsor, sir? Who lived at that address?
My name is Carlo.
And is that a relationship or who is it?
Yeah, my baby mother.
Okay, your baby mother stayed at that residence. So what happened? So why did you leave that address?
I left because I was just frustrated and financially stressed.
Okay. So were you working during that period of time, sir?
I had a little like under the table jobs.
Okay. So you were referred to tasks around the drug screening. And you had one drug test, which was on September 26th of 2017, which was negative. So where did you go to? What were you doing in that time that you were an absconder, sir?
Well, like, I was with family members in France, like wherever I could lay my head at. Like, practically, I was just homeless, so wherever I could survive it, you know. Well, I don't know if I could keep talking, but my situation, it was like real bad, so I had to like survive, so I had to do what I had to do. I had to work day labor, I had to like take out trash, I had to mow, I had to watch kids, like whatever I had to do to survive.
Okay.
So you gotta remember I did 9 years straight, so it's gonna be like hard for me to adapt to society.
So
when I got out there.
So Mr. Phillips, why did you not maintain contact with your PO, sir?
Oh, because I didn't have the $65 that he wanted every month.
Okay, but is that a reason to not maintain contact? If you weren't working, you were trying to do the best you can, and you had three other times that you were on community supervision or TIS release, and you completed each one of those, and two of them was for 3 months.
Yeah, well, I feel like after the third month that he was gonna violate me. That was what my mom was telling me. So, you know, I don't know if you got a record on my mental health, but I'm diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenic, so that's what I was feeling at the time. If I would go to his office not having his $65 a month, that I was going to get violated. So that's the only reason why, and I didn't have the money, and they wouldn't hire me due to the fact that I'm a four-time felon. And I try to get jobs, I get Labor Express, I try to get jobs. Well, I had a job over at Mesa, at Budget Movers. I worked there for like a week, but at that job, they don't pay you to show up, they pay you to work. And I'm just a helper, so if nobody don't need my help, I don't get paid. But I was just showing up anyway, just to show my PO that I was doing something productive. And my kids, I also have kids too, so I was showing them too. And I was just trying my best because I know that I have a career, I got a career of being a criminal, you know, and I don't want to be a criminal no more because I'm 34 years old now and I've been locked up ever since I was 16 years old, you know, and my whole family, they criminals, and I'm tired of following their footsteps. I'm a grown man, I need to face my responsibility altogether. I think I gave us, ADC like 15 years of my life, and that's 15 years I can never give back to my mom, to my dad, to my brothers, to my sisters. I come from a family of 10, and a single mother. So, you know, it's real hard on me. I don't come from a silver spoon. I come from the projects over there on 18th Street in Adams. You know, that's where I'm from, Tennessee P. Osborne. And I just want to let the parole board know that it's not my intentions to be this way. It's just the way that my mind think, because of my mentally disability. Right. And I've been this way since a baby.
So you taking medication, sir?
I put an H&R in, they still want to use my medication. I used to get Social Security since I was a baby all the way to 2006, but I didn't go to an appointment because my brother passed away over a drug dealer that gone bad, so I had to go. I got locked up at that time. My father got locked up at that time, so I couldn't go to my appointment for that. But I got a record to show that I'm mentally challenged.
Okay. So I don't think the board has any additional questions. And as I'm concerned, you did complete community supervision before, so I'm just, you know, you didn't maintain a contact with your PO, and if you completed supervision before, you know the PO is there to try to help you out, is that right?
Yes.
All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I may be in the same place as our community corrections officer, but I was going to ask you, was there documentation of his SMI status inside the Ames? Or
What is notated in Ames is that he's a mental health two and that he was not SMI on the streets.
Okay. So that's the way I interpreted the short version, but thank you.
All right. Okay, so if there are no additional questions coming from the board, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. At this time, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Well, in life, a lot of people make mistakes. Some people get called for it, some people don't. But I know I got called for my mistakes and I learned from them. So all I need is one more chance to show the parole board and my family that I'm a changed man. And I have a job at Labor Express, if you could call and verify that they got me on file. So I could be out there doing productive things instead of being in the cell, rotting, you never know when you're gonna die here, because it's real crazy here. You know, it's a lot of officers, they just gotta work here, but I lived in here for so many years. And prison don't change people, you gotta want to change. As you see, I've been back in prison 5 times, so, you know, prison's not helping me. I need a program. I'm mentally challenged. If you could look at my background since I was a teenager or a baby, you would see that I'm mentally challenged. And I need a program. Prison's not helping me. I've been in prison 5 times, so that show you right there. And I did a long bid, 9 years straight. And I got out for 7 months just trying to survive. So I just want the parole board to take that consideration. Plus, I have a newborn son coming. He should be here like in a week from my Aisha colon. So I need to show my son how to be a man, but I can't show him why I'm going to be here.
All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, Mr. Phillips. I will remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision while we're in discussion. Mr.
Yes, I just wanted to note that after the warrant was submitted on 11/27, it's noted that the absconder reduction program letter from mailed out to the following addresses: 6216 South 58th Avenue, Levine, Arizona, 85339, and 3043 North 52nd Parkway, Phoenix, Arizona, 85031, and 7740 East Glen Rosa Avenue, number 204. Scottsdale, Arizona, with no contact.
Okay. So, Mr. Phillips, the parole officer is saying that they did send you out the absconder reduction letter, and if you would have gotten that and responded to it, then there's a good possibility your parole may not, they may have crossed the warrant, and you would still be out, sir.
Well, I haven't gotten no contact from any of the addresses. And if I would have knew that, I would have talked to my PO, but I was under the impression if you don't pay your fee, then they'll lock you up.
Well, that's not necessarily always true, sir. I haven't seen anyone come before this board for not paying a fee. as long as they maintain a relationship and come in contact with their parole officer. And you did that three times. If you would have done that, we wouldn't be here, sir. But like I said, we're going to go into discussion. I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent while we're in discussion. We will make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. The board is now into discussion. Mr. Turner apparently was doing good when he was first released out. He did have three times where he actually completed his parole. He was staying with his baby mother and had some problems, then he moved out of there. His PO did get a hold to him and tried to put him into a program. They did send out some release letters, but he was an absconder for 183 days. Well, he didn't make any attempt or effort to get a hold to his parole officer as a result of him being an absconder for 183 days. I just can't overlook that. I don't know for sure what he was doing during that period of time, but he's just, I can't overlook 183 days, although I do think that Mr. Phillips is sincere in trying to make that turn and get out of the system. I don't know if he was offered his medications at that time or what the situation was. However, I do think that Mr. Phillips can turn that corner, but because he was an absconder for 183 days, I can't see re-releasing him out into the community at this time. I'm going to listen to my colleagues. Not hearing any other comments coming from the colleagues, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Phillips, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Mr. Quinones. Agreed with Ms. Neal. Agreed with Dr. Wright. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
So the board voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 8th of 2019, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or on any community supervision, sir. While you are incarcerated, so try to take some programming while you're there. And also work with the CO3, sir, so you can get on your medications, get your meds together, so that you'll be able to handle the situation when you are released. Mr. Phillips, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, put the CO3 back on, sir.